Welcome to the show. This is Christy Whitman. I have a really great one for you today. We actually have a client asking the council a really direct question on manifesting. And the information that came through was different than I had ever heard. And it was really helpful for all of those in Sacred Circle of Light, where this question was asked, to be asked and then answered. So I hope you enjoy the show. Yes, Sandy, what is your question?
I'm wondering, when manifesting and thinking about what I want, sometimes I get confused. I know that the feeling is the most important thing, but when I'm actually visualizing what it is that I want, do I visualize getting the money to pay for what I want to do and then that, or do I just focus on the activity and the experience that I'm wanting to manifest?
I love that question. It's such a good question. So it's both, actually. So because when you think about, I want to get this thing, or I want to have this experience, right? It's an asking for, this is the amount, right? This is the $40,000. This is the $20,000. This is the whatever the amount is. Mm-hmm. You want to think about that. You want to think about receiving it. So like coming in stacks of money or a check or, you know, any of that, but then take it further. So I got this money, right? So that I can then, and then see yourself on the vacation or building the home or buying the car or whatever, you know, putting your kids in college, whatever that money is used for. But you want to get clear on, this is the amount of money, right? Yeah. And then this is what I'm utilizing it for. And then you use the vision of what it's being used for, and then the feeling sense. And what are the qualities that it's going to give you? For example, I'll just think about something, building a house, right? And when that you build a house, it doesn't have any blinds, right? So, okay, perfect. I want to attract this amount of money to take care of all of the window features in my house. I know that it's this amount, right? Mm-hmm. And I know what its purpose is. It's so that I can have the blinds. So that what, right? So that I could feel secure at night, so nobody's looking in, right? So that I feel comfortable in the house, so that the light is not glaring in, right? So that when I can sleep in the morning and I don't have the light glaring in, right? So you start thinking about all the reasons why, because then that gets your creative juices flowing. And then the overall feeling felt sense, right, is security.
Yeah.
Right? Comfort. And so it's connecting for the comfort and the security of it. And then that's the vibration. So you see the end product, like in this case, right? I see all of the windows with beautiful blinds or shutters or, you know, whatever that is. I see myself, picture myself sleeping in, you know, with a nice dark room in the morning, or Maxim, because Maxim complains about that here, but what, you know, the sun's blaring on him in the morning, even though he's got shutters, right? Seeing him in his room, like he's in a cave, so he could like sleep in and feel like he's not being blasted by the sun in the morning. So that's just an example of, I want a sum of money so that, and the sum of money I desire is this amount of money, so that I can then, and then you visualize what it is, you visualize all the reasons of the why behind it. And then the felt sense. So the real true essence of having that money is so that you could feel the security, or you could feel the freedom, or you could feel whatever the essence is. And then that's the vibration to attune to on a consistent basis. And that's the momentum of the energy that you connect with, right? Fill yourself up, the container that you hold, seeing yourself having that as a completion, the having of it, and then giving gratitude for it already arriving.
So it's like telling yourself the whole story and visualizing the whole story from actually start all the way to the enjoyment of the process of.
Exactly.
Perfect.
That exactly. Helps. Yeah. But here's the thing. Once you do that, right? Once you're clear on the reason that you want to collect this amount of money and for the reasons and for the feeling sense, now you're clear, right? You don't have to keep going back. I want this amount. I want this amount. I want this amount. You just continue to focus and visualize on the end product, the end thing with the end essence and feeling. So it's not like every time you go into a meditation, okay. I mean, you could visualize the check or visualize the money in the account if you'd like, that doesn't hurt. But as a shortcut to do it and to rev it up and to energize it, that's the energy and the visualization. So it's both the mind and the emotions, both connecting it energetically to then bring it to fruition. And here's the other thing too, is that if it feels like it's like, you know, we kind of sense, oh, that's going to take some time, or that feels far away, or, you know, that kind of thing. We can speed up the time by literally feeling time collapsing into us so that we have it now.
Okay.
So, because it's the mind that goes, well, that's probably going to take me some time.
Right.
And we kind of get a sense of, oh, that could be a good year or two before I could get that. It's like collapsing that. So it's now and you're living it now. So great question. Question, or you just want to stay in good. You got your question answered today from Christy, yes?
Yes. And I would like to clarify one thing. If something is taking longer than what I would like to manifest, is it more that I need to shrink time, like she was saying, or is that an indicator that there's split energy?
It could be either. And so here's the thing. If, like she was saying, this is a perfect example. If you feel something is going to take a lot of time, or that it feels like it's far out there, that's where you can shrink time in. But the idea of, oh, it's out there, I want it to be feeling closer to me, that's still feeling good, mm-hmm. right? It's like, oh, that could take this amount of time. So I'm going to shrink that time so I have it now, which all is a process of feeling good. When you're magnetizing and manifesting, you want to feel good. So you're shrinking, feeling that time coming closer. And if you feel like something is going to take less time, you're going to be excited about it and it's going to feel good. Yes?
Yes.
The difference of what you're asking is if it's already been taking too long. If it's not happening in your timing, mm-hmm. then the mind has an awareness of, I've been manifesting this. Why is it taking so long? I wanted it yesterday and it's not here yet. So that then creates the resistance of it should have been here already, or the lack of taking too much time.
It's, oh my gosh, I just had the biggest light bulb moment, because it's exactly what you were talking about with Gloria. I have to feel it now and release any resistance to the feelings. Now, so it's the same thing I did when I was healing my body. I felt the well-being in every cell and I just bathed in that. And so this is the same thing, isn't it?
It's never different, dear. The mind wants to make it different. We were saying, all of you as humans, it's the game board of life. Mm-hmm. The body, the money, the careers, the relationships. Throw different experiences in there, maybe vacations, time and money freedom, the different buckets of aspects. It's the same process. If there's resistance, there's split energy.
Got it.